guys, what's up? Welcome to episode 9 of Never Offside. Today is going to be a very special episode for us. We're going to be joined by Meredith Gaudreau, so we're very excited to see her.
Yeah, it was so fun. We check in with her. We talk about the line change collaboration we did for the Hockey for Her event in Columbus this past weekend. We learned so much more about the foundation, the John and Matthew Gaudreau Foundation that they are building. And we do a quick shootout questions with her and learn what her favorite dish is to cook.
Very excited for that. So Jules, I went to a Sharks game this weekend.
What in the world? She finally went to a Sharks game, and she went because of history being made.
Ovechkin. So I really wanted to see a goal. And this is funny because I, you know, leading up to this podcast, I don't think I would have been as invested as I was. But here's something kind of funny that Julie and I always joke about is the producers always, they let us talk about whatever we want, but every once in a while they give us like a hockey topic to kind of, you know.
And we LOL.
We laugh because in what
sometimes.
World, yeah, in what world would I be like, hey, Jules, so Ovechkin.
Are you watching the Capitals right now?
Yeah, like it's just so funny. It's just something that we naturally would not talk about with each other. Just
you so know, you like, saw a goal this weekend. You saw he's in single digits. What's he at?
He's at 8, like his number. And I know that because that's what everyone was saying at the game. But yeah, it was funny. It was cool because the entire crowd, I don't know if Sharks fans did too, but they all like went into a huge Ovi chant. So,
oh, that's really cool though.
Yeah, it was cool. And it was funny. Like there was a Sharks fan like behind me going, like, what's going on? What's going on? And some Capitals fans were so nice. And they're like, oh, he's, you know, like explaining the Gretzky
chase. Yeah, that's
chase.
Really cool.
So it was cute. It was a fun moment to be a part of. And
Jeff was just telling me about like the things that Ovi is doing, I guess, like across the league. Like he sent a jersey and I could be getting this wrong, to like the first goalie he ever scored on and said, you were the first.
Oh.
On it. And I'm just like dying at these little things that he's like sending out. And then Jeff was like, I wonder if a big company is gonna do something, I guess, for Messi, when Messi broke the goal, the soccer scoring goals, like some beer company, I won't plug which one, like sent out like numbered cans of beer to each goalie that he scored on. And he's like, some goalies got like 20 beers.
That's cool.
So just like, I wonder if a company is going to like do something like that. So I don't know, but it is exciting.
Ty walked out with a stick. Ty doesn't normally ask for things, but he asked for a stick. And
I love that.
Pretty cool. I just saw that right before we started this. And I was like, wow, that's actually really cool that Tyler, you know, wanted that. And, you know,
I wonder how that works too. Like how many sticks Ovi is giving out. Like,
yeah,
sticks, they aren't easy to come by, especially lately. So, and then guys are really like particular about them. So I wonder if he's like, you know, does the thing like that baseball players do like in World Series, they like change their jersey every inning because it's like game worn jersey. Like,
yeah.
Does he I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Ty was the only one I saw walking out with one. We walked out with Macklin, and Macklin kind of was looking and was kind of like, oh, you know, like you got a stick. That's cool. So it was like
one day you'll understand Macklin.
I know. I'm actually really excited to see just from the Capitals wives kind of the, you know, what will happen in the next few games and just kind of like how they're going to, you know, they're going to draw attention to it and stuff like that. So I think it'll be fun to watch as
it does
as a
add new fan. new fan. Yeah, I think it's cool. The stick thing, though, it's kind of Jeff is very forward thinking in that instance. He has actually collected some sticks for our boys. So, yeah. You know, he's, you know, got Sid. He's got Connor McDavid. He's got Connor Bedard. He's got Ovi. He has a couple goalie sticks just for, you know, and I'm like, I would never have thought of that to ask for something like that, but it is really special. So the Ovi watch continues here from Never Offside.
Yeah. The NHL will be really happy that we finally talked about
Ovechkin. Maybe they'll bring us in live to do a live show from the potential game. What do we call that? Goal winning game?
I'm sure just everyone would want to hear our, you know, our thoughts.
Yeah, maybe we can get his wife on after it happens. So
that would be really cool. So that definitely would be something that we should look into for sure, because that would be great.
In other San Jose news, San Jose's just, the Sharks are staying in the news.
We're vibey and trendy.
Vibes are high, but also Sharky kind of got abused last week. I saw on Instagram by a fan. What happened? Yeah.
I wasn't at that game, but I kind of
saw it on Twitter.
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter. I saw it on Instagram. I saw it everywhere. Yeah, I guess that was real. So I'm not sure, but you know, like Sharky made a big splash in the news with that. And it's funny because like people were like, who's like fighting a mascot? Like what's going on?
Yeah, I need to know. I really need to dig into this more. I really need you to dig into the Twitter world and give me more of an insight. But it just got me thinking about kind of like, really, I don't know what happened on both sides, but it got me thinking about like crazy fans, right? Like people, some, and you know, I'm all for free speech and you pay for it. I get it. Like you're there. It just makes me think of just some of the nerve some people have. And as a sports fan, I'm a sports fan myself, right? Like you are too. I could never imagine going, I don't know what happened in Sharky incidents, but like going on Twitter or going on somebody's Instagram page and like my favorite baseball player and writing on a thing like how much they suck. Or like they're like, I just, in no world, the biggest fan I could be of the Detroit Tigers or the Yankees, like what I would do that. Like,
yeah,
it's even very, being it's, a big fan, it's wild.
Really, it's really, really bizarre. It really is. But I will say to counter that, there are so many great fans out there that'll step in and shut those people up.
100%.
Guys, you know what I
mean? 100%.
And it's so lovely to watch that, especially this fan base in San Jose. If there's one it's very positive, you know, for not
right. It's being just in the one. It is the social media, like, magnifies the negativity, but there definitely are more positive fans than the negative. It just,
and they look out for us.
It is the best when like the army of nice fans are like, "Don't touch my play." I love that.
It's great. It really is. It makes me happy.
It made me laugh, though, back in our time in Edmonton. We played for Edmonton during some dark days there. It was a hard time for the Oilers, let's just say. And I remember being at a game one day, and there was a veteran player's wife next to me. And there was – and, you know, the families generally always sit together or near each other at the games. And there was a rowdy group of fans kind of right in front of us. And they just kept ripping on this one guy. Like, and his wife is next to me. And she's just like, she's shaking her head. And this isn't her first rodeo, right? Yeah. So, like, I'm a rookie there. And I'm like, oh, my God, they're so mean. Like, is this what?
You're sensitive, you know? Too.
And I'm so, like, I'm rattled. I'm like, I want to go tell them to shut up. But, like, I can't, you know. And she just so graciously, like, leans forward and says, what if I went to your wife's work and I walked in and I asked for all of her sales reports and how many deals she's closed in the last month or quarter, and she wasn't meeting her marks. And then I just ripped into her and I let it be known to her whole office and everybody who was watching. What if I did that? And he shook out of it. And he was just like, I've never thought of it that way. And then she just kind of like sat back and didn't say anything else.
Just dropped the mic.
I was like 24 years old, like,
in awe.
Oh my God, and it was just perspective at that point, whatever. But I remember that story like it was yesterday, and I was like, oh, that was badass.
Yeah, that's a beautiful way to put it. It's only happened to me one time where somebody said something about Tyler directly behind me. It was at the Kings. But here's the thing. It wasn't about Tyler. It was Bark Madness that week. So they kept putting all of our dogs on the big screen.
Do not tell me they criticized Dodger.
They made fun of Dodger. So they were just like,
that's almost worse than making fun of Tyler.
Oh, say anything you want, like about any of the guys. They said something. I won't say it exactly how they said it, but they made fun of Tyler's tiny dog in a mean way. So that's the one time that I turned around and I had to just say,
cat,
that's my dog, you know? And I was like,
I am laughing at you. I can see this.
I was like, that's my little perfect dog.
Yeah. And don't, it's like your child. Don't, like, you can mess with anything else. Don't F with my family. So no. Yeah, I get it. But
they were very sweet about it after, but I mean, they did turn white and
it's the shock of like, oh yeah, like these people are real people too. And you don't always know that you're sitting right next to their family members,
right,
which
in front of just all of us sitting together, right? Yeah. There, right there.
That's always very awkward. Anyways, I just the Sharky interaction brought that story back to the forefront, and it had to be told.
That's a good one.
All right, and up next we're gonna catch up with Meredith Goudreau. She tells some beautiful stories about John and his sleepover tendencies, and elaborates more on the John and Matthew Goudreau Foundation. That's up next.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League, and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear, with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Welcome to Never Offside, Meredith. Thank you so much for joining us. We are just so thrilled to talk to you and to have you here. You're glowing. You look great.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see you. So,
So you are what? You are in the final countdown. 3 weeks until baby number three.
I'm in my 36th week. I'm hoping there's only about 3 more weeks left. And then I'll be 3-2 and under.
Was doing the math last night. I was like, and it's not even 3 under 3, it's 3 under 2. I mean, you come from a very big family, though. I think that's where we should start. So this is like popping babies out and having, you know, all of these, it's in your blood. So
it's so funny because my older sister also has 3, 2 and under. And John and I would always be like, you guys are crazy. Like, I don't know what you guys are thinking. And then when it happened to us, I like also was doing some math and I'm like, it's the exact same.
So you're one of how many?
I'm one of 6. I'm the second oldest. I have like the best family. They've all been so supportive. My sister is here. My dad's here. A lot of other people are back and forth, but I haven't spent a single night alone, so I'm very thankful for that.
I love your sister, who everyone always thinks is your twin, as your built-in.
I know. We look the exact same. It is freaky.
She's like a built-in babysitter for you too, right? And didn't you say one time that like when they're so young, you look so much alike that it...
Yes. Well, actually, yes. I was even referring to one of my other sisters. We look like the exact same. And then my sister Lily, who's here... Yes, we definitely resemble each other, and she is just like...
Well, and I was talking to you the other day. Lily has somehow popped up on my TikTok algorithm, so I'm getting lost in Lily and Noah's TikToks. Like, it is just the sweetest, most endearing video. I'm texting Meredith, like, I am such a creep stalker, but your daughter is lighting up my life right now, and I don't even know her, so... I just think it's so beautiful that you have such a tight-knit family and you clearly have this support system around you. You know, we've seen it through – I just would love some color to these beautiful moments we're seeing on Instagram, like you posted a picture the other day of Odette over in the middle of the night. Like, did that happen twice? Like, what happened there?
Yes. Okay. So Lily actually moved in with John and I last season because we were like doing the 2 under 2 thing and needed help. Now, you know, like she's not going anywhere. But last season, and of course the boys are away. Like, you know, it always happens when the guys are away.
Always. Yeah.
Always. But we got crushed with the stomach bug and the baby was like a month old and I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, I can't leave the bathroom floor. Yeah. Lily was also in her bathroom floor. Neither of my kids like sleep well. So I'm like, I am desperate. So I like I'm calling Odette in the middle of the night and I'm like, please come over. Like, we're all literally so sick. So she literally came over and I was like, I don't know. The baby's awake. He's all yours. And
this is Odette Peters, Zach Gorwinski's girlfriend at the time. They're not even engaged yet. She's 20 years old, 21 maybe. Like, so
24 last year, I guess.
Okay. And so yeah, they're older.
I just was like, I don't know. There's some diapers over there. Like,
you're like, come quick and learn fast.
Yes. I just was like, it's, I trust you. And then it happened again this year. And then I was like in the middle of the night and it hit Lily first. And then I'm like, oh no. And then I'm like, okay, it's me now. And I'm like, Odette, I need you to come back over. It was literally like 4 in the morning. She came over in a heartbeat. And then it was so funny because I didn't realize she had never like changed a diaper before or done anything. Cause you know, I grew up with 5 siblings. So I'm like, I changed diapers my whole life. So I was like, she's like, that was the first time I'd ever changed a diaper. And I was like, oh. I was like, I'm sorry. I just literally threw you into the wolves. And I was like, I completely trust you. You got this.
She was your first call, maybe because she's so young. And like,
I knew she'd pick up. Yeah.
At 4 a.m.
Like, yeah. Well, I love it. I feel like, do we, like, I always have one girl on the team that I'm like, I will set you so you can have the emergency breakthrough because I always put my phone on silent and like you have to do it to me too because if I need to call you, like you need to hear me, you know? So it's like, I feel like we all have the one girl on the team that you're like, you set the settings like that.
Yes. So she's my girl now and she's changed a bunch of diapers ever since.
You're just getting her ready, you know?
I owe her big time when it's their turn.
You guys have such – like, not just Odette, but, like, your whole group there in Columbus. Like, I watch you. Like, I watch the workout crew. Like, the whole vibe there is such – like, it seems like the best setup. Like, the best group of girls just
– I'm so lucky for it. So, actually, at the end of last season, we moved houses. And it was, like, all John's idea. He was, like – he's, like, let's move. Like, and then it was almost kind of crazy to think back to because he was, like, you know, I want you to be closer to the other – girls like when I'm away. And I was like,
wow,
like, you know, all these weird things when you look back. Mm-hmm. So he kind of like set all this up for us. This is like what he wanted for me and the kids. We're like this weird team that we all live in one neighborhood. Like, it's just boom, 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 like teammate after teammate. And I'm so thankful for that now, obviously. But we have such a good group. It's, you know, from walking the dogs to middle of the night calls. And then even like Brittany Monahan here now, like it was, you were reminding me of her because she'll text me like every night being like, my phone's on loud, call me. And I also
feel like that.
It's kind of on baby watch. But they are the best group. I'm so lucky for them. And they're like family. They always were, though. Like, you guys know how it is. But it's really special here.
It's wonderful you have the girls from Calgary, too, that you were already so close with.
Yes, because, you know, Sarah and I came here at the exact same time. We had... Right. Our girls at the same exact time. You know, they don't do anything without including us. And it's kind of cool because when everyone is kind of away from their family, like, you just know you have to step up for other people's kids and they do the same for you. And you're just a bunch of little aunts and uncles in this city that isn't home to anyone. So you make it home and you guys all become family.
That's so true. That is just how the hockey season works. And you're home away from home during season. It is like that. We kind of had that in Montreal. Like, a bunch of us with kids lived on the outskirts. And it was just, you know, meet at the park, meet here. You know, we're going to go to this play place. So you articulated that perfectly. And it's so, like, nice to watch it kind of unfold. And in baby Johnny's birthday party, I think we saw Boone Jenner dress up as the duck.
He has like a lovey that is like a little duck and he's like obsessed with it. So we tried to like, what can we do birthday theme, like duck theme to make it cute? And they are big Disney kids. So Donald Duck. And Boone also is one of the neighbors that like lives right here. So he literally was walking down the street in this full blown costume, came in and was like, all the kids like this, he was like sweating. I felt so bad because he would start to take off pieces of his costume. All the kids were like, put that back on. Like,
yeah.
He's the best. Noah this morning like sees out our window, like their driveway, and she's like, I see Uncle Boone. And I was like, okay.
Was it his idea to get the duck costume?
His wife, Maggie. But he was like, you know, more than happy. Actually, you know what? Maggie told me it was his idea and then we just made it come to life. But I know he's the best. It was so sweet. And like, he was like full character the whole party. And then like my daughter was like, what about Mickey? And I was like, this is just a duck party. Like,
sending the guys out to get their costumes on.
Exactly. But yeah, it was like an off day. We had his party and literally the entire team came. There was like no shortage of really amazing uncles here. So it was just another like really touching day because I was pretty sad leading up to his first birthday. And then the organization told me about like, you know, if you guys are coming to the game, we can all sing to him. And I was like, that's so cool. Like, what a special memory, because I was sad leading up to his birthday because I was like, you know, it's just, first of all, so many emotions. Your baby's turning one and then it was just hard. And then, you know, they found a way to make it super special.
That was amazing. I
mean, his reaction on camera.
I know. I had no clue. Like, you know, that was like, I wasn't sure how he would react. And
it was beautiful watching it. And just he lit up. It was really, really special. And like, what an idea from the Blue Jackets, like to think of doing that. Yeah, it's been just a testament, like watching the league show up for you guys has really been something else. And I want to just know what your involvement and your whole family's involvement across the league has meant to you guys, and getting to like take part in all these different events and stuff to keep, you know, Johnny's memory alive and Matthew, and really keeping all involved, like what that means to you guys.
Yeah, it's everything. Because, you know, when I look back, I'm like, my kids were deprived of such a special life and such a special dad. And the organization is really going above and beyond to fill those gaps, and teammates here and former teammates, and even like what Detroit did at the stadium series to make it special on their end on behalf of John was like, I feel like any chance people have they're really making it very special. And it's very healing in a way, like, you know, cause they are still having a really special opportunity to be, you know, doing the family skates and, you know, being a part of the outdoor game and doing things like that, that, you know, they should have been doing with their father, but, they're still doing it with a lot of good uncles. Because I even was, you know, I get so upset too, because I grew up with my uncles super close. They come here all the time to help me. And we lost Maddie too. And Maddie and Noah just like adored each other. They had like such a close relationship. And so it's just so important to me that, you know, so many really nice uncles are still around. And even in like when other teams come in town, they're always like, can we come over? Can we see the kids? Like, we're here. Like, so around the league-wide, home away, like everyone is really stepping up, and it's so appreciated on behalf of my kids.
It was so beautiful watching you walk out with Uncle Sean and Uncle Eric at the stadium.
I know. It was like fitting because, you know, we were in Calgary and came here together, and then John's dreams came true when Sean signed here. So it's just crazy like how such a perfect storm, but to have him be a big part of everything with us is really special too, because, you know, he knew John longer than I have, so.
You and I got to catch up at the stadium series before everything. Walking out into that crowd, into that, I don't think anything can prepare anybody for something like that? Like, what was that like? Yeah. Like,
I'm like, you know, not always, had no clue what I was kind of getting myself into. They told me to like walk out the team. I was like, yeah, that's awesome. And then like, I was like, oh my God, this is so crazy. And yeah. I didn't know, like, I feel so stupid, but they were like, we start at St. John's, and they were trying to mimic what Ohio State does. Mm-hmm. So they start at St. John's and they walk over, and I'm like, oh, like a little church, like,
okay. Like prayer service.
That's nice. Like, what a coincidence, St. John. And I didn't realize, they're like, okay, go in this room. And it's like a 25,000 person pep rally. And I was like, oh, this is
a church.
I was like, this is a stadium that's called St. John's. And I don't know. I just am like mush brain some of the
time. I wouldn't know that either. So
It's probably like ignorance is bliss, right? Like if you knew too much like before, you might like get like, you know, stage fright. I would get stage fright or something.
I just was like, if it's for John and my kids can do it, like I'm there. And, you know, of course, everyone was prepping me for it and telling me everything. I just am like, okay, yeah, sounds great. We'll be there. And then I just, but like you said, it's just overwhelming. Like there was 95,000 people there and so special. Like I just was like, this is incredible, because I was sad leading up to that event too. Just being like, you know, this was going to be so cool, and especially like the family skate. And
it's all these big moments that, you know, like you would be part of. And
it was right after the mom's trip. So I felt, you know, really, I felt so bad for my mother-in-law, and they even just made that so special for her. But I was like, that's going to be really hard, but she's so glad she went, and they made it so nice. And I was like, you're staying for the stadium series. Like, you know, we'll do all that together too. So I was so glad that those kind of backed up, and she was a big part of it with us too.
How did the kids react when they walked out and saw all those people?
I know. I think they loved like the band, like the baby loved watching the marching band. It was freezing, so they were kind of like, what's going on? Like, I was like, he's not crying, but he just has like tears dripping down his face because he's cold. But yeah, they love it. My daughter's getting more aware, because sometimes she's like, she's so happy, like so bubbly. And then sometimes when we're doing hockey stuff, she kind of switches gears, and I think she's a little aware. She's so sweet. But, you know, she knows, like, it's different. But she was so good. Like, they had a blast. She just gets shy. But then Johnny, like, can't keep his eyes off the ice. Like, when I was like, I should bring him to more games, because he, like, loves it. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I hope you like this.
Well, I see, too, your father-in-law is going and he's skating with different teams across the league, and that just, can you tell a little bit more of just like his involvement with John and Matthew growing up? He really developed their love for hockey, and didn't get to see him continue and work with the teams, and it brings life to him too.
Yeah, he retired a couple years ago, like almost with the intention of, you know, getting to travel more and see John play more and catch more games. And he coached them, you know, all their lives. This past summer, particularly too, trained John again, knowing like Four Nations was coming up and had like the Olympics kind of as like an end goal too. So I think particularly for him, it's been hard because just this past summer, he didn't always train with John every single summer, but this summer he did. And that's been hard. And I think even this summer, Matthew too was setting up ice time with John and, you know, running skates with him also. So I think he, you know, he has all that to remember, but it is so nice to see the league and all teams invite him out, because that's his happy place out there. And hockey's his thing, and I think it is hard probably to do a lot of those things without John and without Maddie, but you know, it takes probably a little bit to break him in. And then he's seeing all John's old teammates. A lot of them are Maddie's old teammates, and he's a hockey guy, like he's a coach, so he, you know, quickly I think gets more comfortable with it. And then I think it's therapeutic for him in a way also.
it's really cool to see. And I, from watching it on the outside, I would think as from a player's perspective too, it puts everything in perspective, like to have Mr. Goudreau out there with them, of just like honestly live like John and Matthew did. Like they loved every minute of their life, and you could tell, just totally, you know. And it's just a beautiful reminder to have him there, of just like, enjoy this. Like sometimes the pressure and the, you know, aches and pains and all the negative things that come with hockey, like sometimes you can get lost in it, and it's like, enjoy every second of it.
John always made sure to do was like, he was always like, just have fun with it, try something new when you can, and just work hard, but like always have fun. And I think he got that type of mindset from his dad.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing baby Johnny on skate soon, probably sooner than the others, and your nephew also. So I think we got a little duo there coming in, and he's got two new trainees soon.
I know, he can't wait. He bought them skates already, and they're a little big, but you know, he's ready. He's waiting, and he's ready for those boys to get out there.
Just more on like the hockey uncles, and just seeing, they just, Kat, you can lead more into it, but Cole, just seeing everything Cole has kind of dedicated his season to, what that means to you.
He is so sweet. Like, I see it, and he does it all, like, all behind the scenes. Like, you know, you don't know until somebody catches him doing it, and then it, like, makes its way over across all social media, and you're just like, oh my god, like, that's really nice. Like, and I feel like a lot of the hockey guys are like that. Like, they just do these little things, keep to themselves, but it's like, when it does get out, you're like, wow, like, what a special gesture. I just saw, like, his sticks have a 13 on it, and off of those, that nickname that John gave him, it's Cole backwards. They're just like these, they're just typical boys. Like when they were all in Ostrava, is where Team USA was for a while, for the world tournament, you know, all the boys go first, and the girls came like a few weeks later, and they just do boy stuff. They were like playing video games and all downloaded like the same like little app on their phone, and it was like a video game, and they gave each other like code names, I think. And John, I guess, came up with like Elok because it was Cole backwards. And then Trevor Zegras had it too, but his name backwards is way harder to say. But like, they're just goofy, because John would, I was actually trying to find our text messages about it too, because he would text me being like, I was like, how is it? What are you doing? Like, because the time change was so weird. And he was like, I love Cole. And like, I was like, what are you guys doing? He's like, we just like play these video games, but like, he's so funny. And I was like, I get all that in until I get there. I've never been to Europe. And like, when I come, like, no more video games. But like, when they're, when the boys are together, it's just like, that's what they do. Like, their most fun times are just when they're sitting in each other's hotel rooms. Like, even though you're in the middle of Europe, you could do anything. And they're just sitting there together, like, having so much fun, bonding, and just being boys. And I think they got super close that trip. So I'm so glad they had that time together, because, like, it was mutual. Like, John adored him.
It's really sweet. We adore Cole, too.
Yeah, we adore it. We adore Elok, too.
I'm so glad you brought up Ostrava. I have two funny stories from there. The first one kind of tying into the sleepover thing. I don't know if you saw last week, yes, Kat's husband, Ty, I don't know what we want to call it, but slept over with the rookies on the team. And it was reminding me, when I was like going through prepping for today, the story of how John would always sleep over with Kevin Hayes.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Like everywhere.
No. Yes. He didn't like to be alone. And, you know, I think, again, until the girls got into town, I think John like literally packed an overnight bag and went up to Kevin's bed. And like, you know, you're in a little European hotel, like, there were not two beds in that room. I don't think he called for a cot. Like, they were just, they slept together until Katya and I got there. And he would do that, though, like, anytime he was on the road, though. Like, I remember he would take his pregame naps, like, at his buddy's house if...
Like, yeah, like in St. Louis, I feel like you would sit, like, you told me so many different ones, like, oh, yeah, he just up and packed a bag and he went and took his nap there. Like,
I'm like, you know, he's like, can I get a ride to practice? I'm like, they have a game. No, you have a game. He did the same with Sean Monahan when they were in opposing cities, like, you know, would take his pregame nap, like, on his couch, be there the night before. It was Montreal. But always Kevin, always Sean. And it was just, like, not even weird. It was just, you know. And even their wives were like, okay, they're playing John. I'll probably make whatever John wants for dinner that night.
Yeah.
And then the girls would text me being like, what is he like? I'm like, he's easy.
Well, you know what's funny? We were talking about it yesterday, and Macklin Celebrini, who the viral sleepover with Ty, went to BU.
Oh, no way.
So I'm like, what's happening in Boston with all
these? Yeah, so there's, like, the connection. Yeah, they just like the sleepovers there.
Ty's was funny, though, because you're right. It's like, you know, they all scored a goal, but he lost the bet because he's scored.
Yeah, it's like they lost and he lost and won at the same time.
It was, the whole world won after it because we got to witness it. Well, I just love those stories. My second favorite story, and I think this is, like, the testament of, like, I don't know, it just, like, made me laugh. But the night after our last game in Ostrava, a group of us all go to dinner, and, like, it was this new restaurant, but they were, like, closing when we walked in, but everybody's starving. And so we sit down and we're ordering fast, and I remember John orders a cheeseburger, and I remember you looked at the waitress, and, you know, there's language barriers, and you were like, just cheese and meat, nothing else. He is a simple guy. And that's, like, all you kept saying.
That's him.
And he was just, like, he literally was at the end table just, like, nodding his head, like, listen to her. Like, and I just, I took that, like.
Always be like, can you order for me? And I was like, yeah, I'll make sure no lettuce or tomatoes come out on your cheeseburger.
It was such a little story, but it stuck with me forever because I, like, he was, like, giggling. And you were, like, so, you were, like, just don't mess this up. Like, this is, because it was, like, last call. This is it. And we're like, what are we going to eat?
Right. And then, like, you know, of course, if it comes out wrong and you're like, oh, just pick it off. It's like, no.
Oh, my gosh.
And just... then what's the story between the huge, or the huge plates of pasta, too, pregame?
Yeah. I like to think he got spoiled later in his food life. But, you know, I was like, he's not going to eat the pasta sauce or gravy that is in a conference room in a big hotel. Like, and I like to think that's because I cooked for him so much. But he was just, he'd rather just eat it plain than.
Just wants butter noodles.
I was like, just get some olive oil and salt and pepper if you don't like it. Like, and then that was just his thing. And then he would eat like a million meatballs on the road to get his like protein in, but he's not gonna pick from the big pot of pasta sauce, no. But, like, carb load every game day with a huge plate of pasta. And, like, he could, like, I'm like, I don't know where you put it all, but he could eat a lot of pasta. And it was part of his routine, was just that. And then even, like, chocolate ice cream. That's why I was laughing when the boys ordered cookies and or whatever.
Oh,
with
yeah.
Thai. I was cookies, like, and milk. Do they all do this? And then, because he would call me, but right before he's taking his pregame nap, would, like, be in his hotel bed. I'm like, are you eating ice cream? Like,
oh, before, like, nap?
Before a game.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, they have the best chocolate ice cream at this. Like, he knows, like, which hotel has what.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a little part of it, too. And I was like, whatever works. I don't know. Do you? Well, and then, like, yeah. You just pass out till, like, 4. I'm like, I would, too, if I just ate all that.
These stories, I feel like, are endless and just so they're just so endearing and showing just it was the simple things in life and yeah, how all the guys together. It's just it's so fun. It's so fun to, like, watch them all play out and just the silliness of it. we could go on and on and on with stories, but I want to talk about Saturday night. Columbus hosted their Hockey for Her event at the game there, and Line Change collaborated with you, Meredith, and we created a crew neck where 100% of the proceeds went back to the John and Matthew Goodrow Foundation. Really special. Yeah. And Meredith texted me that night that it sold out within, like, as the doors opened, essentially. Yeah.
The team store, like, rep told me it was 8 minutes, because it was, like, so cool, because first of all, not only was it, like, so touching that Line Change did that for us, and just knowing, like, fans went early just to grab one, and, like, you know, before you knew it, they were gone, and I just was, like, blown away by that, and I can't wait to see people wearing them all around the arena and the city, and I just was, like, really touched by you girls and just by the whole city, like, you know, being so eager to get their hands on one.
Well, yeah, and it was cool to see the response. I mean, we had no doubt. We were like, this is, there will be a restock. We are talking with the team right now, so we'll figure that out and we'll get that out. But more so towards your foundation, that you and your sister-in-law are, you know, and family are starting. What kind of initiatives are you guys focusing on with this? And just, I want to know as much as we can to support, and what's next, you know?
Yeah. So it's been, like, a big work in progress. I didn't realize, like, how hard it is to kind of get up and running. So John's agency has been really helpful getting us going with that. Our website should hopefully be live any day. So it's the John and Matthew Goodrow Foundation, and we hope to, we want to just do everything John and Matt had always done and just continue it. So a lot of that is going to be based around youth hockey initiatives. I really like that part of it, because when Maddie was done playing, he dedicated his career to being a coach, and his teams that he would coach, you know, John was always popping in there to help him. And then even vice versa, if John ever had a private lesson with a younger hockey player, people didn't always realize it, but Maddie was always behind the scenes right there kind of running the skate so that John could also train with this younger player instead of just running the skate himself. He was like, Maddie, come run the skate. And then, like, him and the younger player would play together. So Maddie was always there. It's funny because he was just always behind the scenes, but he was always there. And we want to keep that going, just being able to help youth hockey initiatives. You know, it's so expensive to play. And we want to also just, another piece of it, help other families affected by drunk driving, because, you know, that's why we're in this position in the first place. So it's been really cool to see it get going, because, you know, it's Madeline, my sister-in-law, Maddie's wife, kind of helped me put it into perspective, where it's been super therapeutic for her and for me to be able to do this, be able to do a lot of good, hopefully, you know, keep it going for a long time, something for our kids to see. Just, you know, really keep everything Maddie and John did, just keep it going.
Well, it's evident, and just, you know, I know the foundation isn't up and roaring yet, but already, like, the legacy and the light that you guys are already portraying through, and your strength through all of this grieving process, is incredible to watch. So I have no doubt once everything is, you know, full throttle, like, this is going to change lives, and it is going, it's going to be a beautiful thing for many people that, you know, can't experience certain things, you know, because of limitations. And, you know, if that's how your story plays out and you get to touch this many other people's lives, I think, you know, that's going to be incredible to witness. And I just think everybody here, and I know not just with Line Change, but the whole hockey world, like, how we can stand up and support that, everybody's going to be there. So I'm looking forward to following, you know, what's next in those steps, and, you know, how we can help.
Thank you. Yeah, we're excited. We're, like, at a point where, you know, we can accept donations, but we haven't quite been able to plan like their big events yet. But, you know, we'd like to do a golf outing. John and Matt always made sure they could squeeze in some golf rounds together. So just making it all about them. And I'm so excited to just be able to give back in their names.
That's beautiful. Well, I just, I think you're doing a great job navigating all of this. I know you probably don't feel like it half the time, but you are an inspiration and your whole family is really. It's truly to watch your faith-filled hearts go through this process, I think gives strength to so many people. So
I was just going to congratulate you guys on the line change. That was so lovely to watch, yeah. You know. And also I was thinking when Ty got traded to Calgary, the first thing I noticed about you, Mayor, was that you're a sports girly, you know, and you love wrapping team gear.
I like to wear something every game. You know, I'm not, whether it's just a hat, just a shirt, but I'm like, I'm going to wear my stuff.
Yeah, you always would rock, you know, like a custom something with, you know, Johnny's number or just team gear, and that was your vibe, and that's our vibe, and you know, like it just that gravitated me towards you. So it's just beautiful, this full circle moment that you guys got to do this and that it sold out, and just it's very you, and so it's wonderful.
I felt really connected to it. I appreciate it.
And that's what I think a lot of people don't know is like Kat said it the best, like you're a sports girly. And I think the first day I met you in Ostrava, like we had communicated, you know, we're Instagram friends. I'm like, you know, Line Change is asking you to do some silly reel for us, you know, and you're like, yep, on it, you know, doing it at the game and sending it off that night. But then when I met you in Ostrava and watching you cheer for John, I think inspired me. Okay, so Jeff's at the end of his career. We were so incredibly honored that he got to play in one more world's championship, right? Like you get asked to play for your country. There was a good chunk in there that he didn't go because of injury or we were having kids and it just didn't make sense. But this last time was like, you got to go. And then it was like, I got to somehow figure it out and get over there. And I remember that first game we were sitting in and I was sitting next to you. You were telling me your whole life story about your sister, your siblings. But watching the guys come on the ice and how you cheered for John, I swear to God, it changed something in my head. Like, stop coasting through being just complacent. Like, be excited for every little moment. And it reinvigorated me. And from that moment, this whole season, I'm just like, and it's because of how I watched you cheer from and how excited you are for the little things behind the big ones. And this Line Change sweatshirt is a small example of it. Like you contacting me right after Worlds being like, I love our third jersey. I want to play off of this. Let's make something happen. And then when the Hockey for Her event came about, it was like light bulb. Like this is it. This is where we bring Meredith's design in. And it just is it's a testament to you were always thinking about just little things to make everything special around John's career. And it's not stopping. And I think that is just, I don't know, it's wonderful to, I feel honored to be a part of it from, you know, bringing ideas to life for you and just to witness it because it's changed me, I think. So.
It's really nice. Thank you. I kind of like how you said, like, I would love to be able to keep doing it. Of course, it looks different now, but, you know, I want to, that was my life, and if it's going to look different now, but I can still somehow keep a little bit of it going, that's really what I'd love to do. But thank you. I'm glad you had that perspective. I never knew that. It's really nice.
Another sports moment that I immediately thought about you was when the Eagles won.
Oh, yeah. And I knew they were coming. I just had that weird feeling.
I was wondering, well, how did your family, like, you know, how was that for your family?
I think, you know, so excited. For me, I just had a gut feeling. I was like, they'll win. That'll be some divine intervention. Yeah, and then it was also like, oh, they won. John would love to see that. But I like to just think, you know, he's around. He's with me all the time. He's, you know, that was really cool to see how much light they brought to the Super Bowl too. Because I was like, this is crazy. Like, impact now is outside of the NHL, but it was really cool. And, you know, their shirts of them wearing the Eagles jerseys is like, that's, you know, they were never too big for their hometown or anything like that. Like, they loved all that stuff, and we still love all that stuff. So it's really cool.
I think of them as God winks, you know, it's just like, there you guys are. Like, there it is. And I see that in the Blue Jackets and their energy, and even players across the league that were close to John and Matthew. Like, they're playing with this different spirit within them, it looks like to me. I don't know if you agree.
No, I see that here a lot. Just like seeing their 13 patch on all their jerseys, and I'm like, you know, they look at that and other little things. Like, I know Zach Werenski's, he's number 8, but on his sticks, he has a sticker that it's like a 1 and a 3 to look like an 8. And I was like, that's like so cool. And I heard their coach has certain drills that are called like the Johnny Skate, stuff like that. And, you know, it's like every day for them, they're still really honoring him. And, you know, he's a big part of it, and I couldn't ask for more for that.
To wrap up, we like to end with a fun little quick shootout drill, if you would say, just some light questions. So we'll hit them with you now. What are you watching right now?
This is like so weird. I love watching Deal or No Deal.
I love it.
It's like my favorite show in the world. I don't know why. I don't want to like end on a dark note, but I was having a hard time watching like all the new stuff without John, because like that was our thing. And then but we watch Deal or No Deal all the time. I don't know why. Like, there we have like this weird streaming television, and there's like a Deal or No Deal channel, and I just watch it, and I'm like mesmerized by it. Like, I can't get enough of it. I have to be honest, that's what I'm watching.
I love it.
We love a weird answer. That's so great.
Yeah, I was like, I can't not say Deal or No Deal. People will call me out because they know.
All-time favorite movie?
The Notebook.
Your favorite concert you've been to?
Old Dominion came to Calgary on Valentine's Day. So we went to that. We're just big Old Dominion fans, but it was just so much fun because we just went alone. We actually, like, you know, we never would do things alone. We invited, like, everyone, but everyone, like, had their little weird Valentine's Day plans. So we were like, okay, we'll just go anyways. And it was just us. And it was just so much fun because so many, we love so many of their songs, and we would always see them if they came to Philly or whatever city that we were in, they were in. And I just remember that one just happened to be Valentine's Day. And it was just a really fun night.
Perfect.
Favorite place you've gone on vacay?
Ostrava? No. the Bahamas.
Are you a beach or a mountains girl?
Oh, I'm a beach girl.
Same.
What is your favorite thing to do in Calgary?
I loved dragging John up to Banff on like an off day because, you know, I was like, this is incredible up here. Like, it's gorgeous. And even just the drive was like the best part. Like, you would get there and grab a quick bite, walk around. But I was like, the drive is the prettiest part. And even just living downtown in Calgary with him for a couple years. Oh my God, we lived in the same room.
Yep, I was going to say, we moved in right after you.
That was wonderful. My, like, really only time I've ever, like, lived downtown. So I just thought, I was like, I'm a city girl. Like, I'm just walking to get a coffee.
And it was a sick place, too. It was...
You know, wasn't that kind of cool? There's this, we're in a high rise right in the middle of downtown, and I can walk to get groceries.
I love that feeling.
Grew up pretty suburban, so I thought that was the coolest thing for me.
Favorite activity to do with the kiddos?
We live in a great neighborhood now, and we can, like, it's so safe. It's so easy. Like, you could just walk all around the neighborhood, and everyone's doing the same thing. So you just feel really, like, in this community here. So just, there's, like, a neighborhood playground, and we live the closest to it. So Noah, my daughter, just sees if there's other little kids, like, from their kitchen window, and it's like, she wants to go outside.
I love that. It's like old school. You can just like run out.
Yes, that's exactly it. I feel like, you know, there's no worries.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite reality TV show?
I mean, I have to be honest, and it's so like the Jersey Shore. I love that show.
Yeah.
And I don't live close to that. And where John and I's beach house is not that. But
Ty and I went to the Jersey Shore last year, being on Jersey, and it's beautiful. It really gets a bad rap from that show.
Yes.
Favorite thing you can cook?
Lamb bolognese.
I'm coming over.
Yeah, it's good.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I was not expecting that. Okay, are you a sweet or a savory girl?
Sweet. It's like every single one of my everything is a sweet tooth.
Fave sport outside of hockey?
I like watching baseball.
I like that. I was not expecting that from you.
Phillies?
Yeah. And it all relates to John somehow because he made sure, like, he was like, everything's more fun if we, like, bet on something. So, like, him and I, he'd be like, okay, who do you think's going to win? And then you're, like, invested in this game because there's something.
Totally.
And it would just be like, okay, like, immediate 5-minute back massage if I win. And he's like, so then I would just get, like, hooked to these, like, random games.
I love it.
Maybe you can join our fantasy football league next year.
Okay, and last but not least, I know you do not know the gender of your baby, but if you had to guess, boy or girl?
I kind of think it's a boy. I don't know why. I have that feeling.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Meredith. You are just such a ray of sunshine to talk to and just the epitome of strength. And we're just in awe by you. And thank you for sharing everything you did with us today.
Thank you guys for having me. This was fun.
Wow, that was beautiful. I am just so in awe with Meredith's strength and poise during all of every bit of it and her openness to share just these light, beautiful stories about John and Matthew and the just simple things of this life that were really great moments. So thank you again to Meredith. She is the epitome of strength. And I have no doubt that the light and legacy lives on because of her and their family.
Yeah, she is just so strong. And honestly, just the whole hockey community, you know, we've all been in awe of her. Like, it's crazy how graceful she is. And, you know.
And I loved the beautiful stories that come out of this were magnified. They're magnified by the hockey sisterhood and brotherhood that she talked about, and you know, all the aunties and uncles. We all feel that, and each of the players and teammates are like that to our families and our home away from home during the season. So their story just magnified that 100 times over. And just so grateful for her sharing her experience and telling us more about their foundation and what big things that they have planned to change other people's lives. It's really special.
You know, just to have her come on the pod and talk to us meant so much. So it was beautiful to see her and hear from her.
I loved how she brought up like her other favorite sports were all because of John. And it just made me think of, you know, with March Madness starting and things like that and putting the bets on things and people taking time to build brackets. It's one of those funny things that's part of the NHL too and across the league and the teams.
Yeah, I feel like just every sport, you know, Super Bowl squares, you know, anything like that. And then, yeah, they're filling out brackets and Ty's going to have me fill out one. And I told him, I was like, you should tell the team to have every girl do one since you're all doing two, because that would raise the stakes in the funniest way. Like, what if we all crush them? You know what I mean? Like,
well, that's coming from us who are in fantasy football leagues and take this
like
stuff seriously.
I want to take on the entire team. Like, let's do it. Like,
yeah, it is fun. It's a weird bonding. Is there some guy on like on the Sharks that kind of always heads up these things? I feel like there's always the one guy that's like, okay, get your brackets in, or they do fantasy football too, and they partner everybody up at the beginning of the season.
It would be Ty. And then it would also, it's Ty and Mario Ferraro. He's been here forever. So it's like the two of them are kind of, you know, the ones that get the youngins to do fun stuff like
this. Like, it was always Galley in Montreal. Like, he was like the ringleader of it all. And I actually don't know who it is here. I wasn't asked to do a bracket, so I don't care. But I will probably do some tonight with my boys because they know nothing about basketball. But it's just so funny to run through the names, and they just pick by names. And then sometimes I say, like, this is their mascot. And then they pick by mascot, and it's hilarious to see.
Well, then it's more fun for them to watch with you, too. So,
yeah, they love that. We do it with every playoff, so we'll do it here, and they'll act like they're basketball fans. Well, thanks for joining our 9th episode of Never Offside. Like, subscribe, follow, share with all your people. And watch, listen to our other episodes. I did get a bunch of questions about watching our episodes, and we are on YouTube. Kat usually posts the YouTube link if you want to watch us.
I'm more of a visual person, so I prefer YouTube. So
yeah, so check that out and follow us on Instagram at Never Offside Pod.
All right, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.